Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us today. I'm going to read a passage out of Luke, and it's going to be kind of long, but you'll see why once we read all of it. But this is Luke 12, starting in verse 13. I'm going to read all the way to verse 34. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops?' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? O you of little faith! And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried, for all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in heaven that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Sometimes the antidote to our problem isn't always as simple as we think. Sometimes the answer to our problem is the exact opposite of what we think it is. Addicts who are in recovery will tell you that step one to beating an addiction is to give up fighting it. Admitting powerlessness is the first step on the road to recovery. C.S. Lewis points out in his book, The Four Loves, that the worst way to make a lifelong friend is to go looking for a lifelong friend. He says you must have an interest that you pursue for its own sake. Then you might just look up and find someone else pursuing that same interest. Now you have a friend with common goals and values. Luke 12 teaches us that the worst way to deal with anxiety about money is to save a bunch of it up. In fact, Jesus teaches us that the best way to deal with worrying about money is to give it away. We have two sections or stories here. The first is about a rich fool. He has a good harvest and decides to build bigger barns so that he can rest on his good fortune and not have to worry and work anymore. God says to him that his life is forfeit and points out the uselessness of all the goods that he saved up. Jesus then goes on to tell his disciples to not be anxious about their daily needs, food, drink, clothing. It's a very familiar lesson. It also occurs in Matthew 5. I'm sure many of you are familiar with it. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all this other stuff God will work out. It's what comes at the end of this section that's so interesting to me. You don't need to worry about money, so give yours away. What? I don't think I have enough money, so you're telling me to give away what I do have? Here's the spiritual principle that underlies the advice. Where your treasure is, your heart will be also. Your money can fail. We can have a recession. The stock market can crash. You can be robbed. But no one can take away the treasures that you store up in heaven. A church we went to in Lynchburg for several months called Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount the upside-down kingdom. He so often tells us to do the opposite of what comes naturally, which is really the perfect working out of our call to live by faith, not by sight. Walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Our flesh tells us that if we're worried about money, we need to hoard as much of it as we can. The Holy Spirit, through God's Word, tells us, be generous and do not worry about your money. This is not a call to be foolish with our finances, but to trust God with them. Live by faith in the upside-down kingdom of God. So let's be what Jesus calls us to in verse 21. Let's be rich toward God. Let's give to a good cause, to our friends and neighbors who just lost a loved one, or just had a baby, or just moved across the country. Let's give our money towards the growth of God's kingdom right here at BFC through Generations Together. Only when we fully trust God with our resources will we see His supernatural grace and provision, and our need for anxiety and worry goes away. God, thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you for the comfort that it brings us, or should bring us if we hold on to it. Help us to hold on to it. Help us to believe it. Help us to live out our faith, God, by being generous, by when we are anxious, laying those at your feet, as Philippians tells us to do, and trusting you to provide everything that we need. God, and we see here that in the Gospel of Luke, it tells us that you will do this. So we thank you for your very good and precious promises. God, we do ask that you would provide what we need, God, and show us how to be generous with the rest. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.